following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Need a hand finding a gift for a do-it-yourselfer? This December, get your savings fix at Napa with some great deals on tools for the holidays. Pick up a gear wrench 7-piece ratcheting set in standard or metric on sale now at Napa for just $29.99. Or you can pick up a Crescent 5-piece locking plier set on sale now for just $26.99. Don't leave anybody on your list empty-handed this year. Hurry over to Napa, the handy place to get gifts for a handyman. See NapaOnline.com for details.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I am blessed on this, 11 days out from Christmas. I've got people from all over the world in the studio today, and we are going to have some fun as we get ready for the Midway PBR Challenge tomorrow night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Plus, I've got the legend, Jimmy Langan, co-hosting again. Is that okay, legend?
Yeah, you can call me that
Hall
today.
Hall of Famer.
We'll do that today. Since we got Paul Hogan here, you know, later on the show.
Yeah. That's right. Ben Jones, one of the top bull riders in the world, is among the 40 that will be riding tomorrow night in the Midway PBR Challenge, and we're going to talk to him in just a little bit. We're also going to talk to Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay. He is the race and sportsbook manager. Of course, he's also the head lifeguard, as we always kid him, out at the Mandalay Bay. We get ready for the first college football bowl games doubleheader tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. Plus, everybody is all jacked up about the Sunday NFL weekend, Jimmy. Some of the best late season matchups that we've had in all in one week in a long, long time.
Yeah, that's a heck of a week. You know, I don't know if there's really a good solid bet out there. You know, when you look at the who you're going to take or whatever, I think that maybe some of the other games look more intriguing to take than those. But yeah, there's a lot of action on that New England San Francisco. I mean, is that what you said? New England playing San Francisco?
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of action on that game. There's a lot of money being bet on that.
Jeffrey, could you pull me up the Patriots schedule this year? We were talking about this the other day. The Patriots do play tough competition, but do they ever play tough competition on the road? Houston Monday night at New England, San Francisco this week at New England. I mean, yeah, they have Buffalo, the Jets, and Miami in their division. Those are three really tough football games, but it never seems to me that New England ever has to play a tough game on the road.
Yeah, their schedule's been a little kind to them this year, I'd say. Yeah.
Let's look at the road games this year. Tennessee, okay, they did go to Baltimore. Buffalo, Seattle, St. Louis, the Jets, Miami, Jacksonville.
I'd take Jacksonville on the road twice.
That is poo times two right there. And then their home games. Denver comes in. The Colts come in. Houston comes in. San Francisco comes in. Tired of them. Tired of them. Go Danny Woodhead, though. So best of luck, and we'll have that game for you again right here on ESPN Radio. But as we said, a lot of things going on in the world of sports. We're transitioning with football and the winter finishing. We're high into basketball. But every December here in Kearney, we have a lot of fun with what started out just being Kelsey, what was it back in the day? I'm trying to think. They had it was like the minor leagues of rodeo, and I can't remember the exact name of what it used to be, but they used to have the championship. Do you know what I'm talking about? They used to have the championships here in Kearney?
Yeah, it was like the Nebraska Rodeo Association championship stuff in Kearney. Either that or the Mid-States, I can't remember.
Mid-States, that's what I'm thinking. Mid-States Rodeo Finals used to be here. Then they turned that into a full-fledged PBR bull riding event, and we're glad Kelsey was with us on the show on Wednesday. He's going to be doing stupid things like fighting bulls. Ben Jones is just going to be trying to ride two bulls on Saturday night. And, Jimmy, I know you're not a bull rider.
How do you know that?
I could tell. But you've grown up in this area, so I have to ask you before we get started here, how many rodeos have you attended in your life? Is it like zero, or do you like show up in the summer for a festivity, or are you like a big fan?
Well, let's just say it's between zero and 30. Can we do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
When I went to SEM, I could tell real quick, you know, when I went into the school, it kind of changed us that 30-mile area going to Sumner, Eddyville, Miller. You know, they have, I think, one grocery store, but they had four rodeo grounds. You know, so you know, it's a whole different atmosphere for me. I needed to fit in real quick.
Now, this is the fun part here because, Ben, if folks don't even know who you are, and if they don't, then they're not a true PBR fan. But just welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on here. It's good.
See, this is the big part. I'm going to smile the whole time because I love the Australian accent, and you're from New South Wales, but you've been in the States for quite a while. How long has permanent residency been over here?
I come over in 98, 99, then I had visa issue, and I wasn't allowed in here till 2007, so I've been here from 2007 onwards.
Wow. That's got to be just culture shock. But as far as rodeoing, give me a little bit of background about what rodeoing was like growing up in Australia and why you really just had to move here if you were going to compete in this sport, make it your living.
You know, I was five times a rodeo champion. I'm two times PBR Australian champion, so I'm seven times Australian champion over home. And I'm the highest money winner for a single season over home, but still it was 34,000, you know, that still holds the record. And, you know, the best I finished over here is, I think, 12th in the world, which I made 160,000. So, yeah, you don't have to be a mathematician to work that out while I'm here. So.
See, Jimmy, that's easy stuff to figure out right there. It's like the Japanese baseball player really wanting to test himself out and coming over and playing in the major leagues.
Well, yeah, for $160,000 and getting 12th, or you can win it making $34,000. You know, I've got the math then on that, right?
Yeah, and I'm figuring you still got to ride the bull for 8 seconds, so you just will ride it over here. What's it been like for you? I mean, is it just tougher, or is there just more quality cowboys that you're going against?
Oh, it's definitely tough. You know, it's that's what the PBR was built when it was first built. It's 40 best bulls in the world, which they've cut down to 35 now. It's 35 riders. It used to be 40 when it started, but it's 35 best bull riders against 35 best bulls in the world. And you got, you know, it's not just going to a rodeo where you got two or three good guys. You know, you're nodding your head against 10 world champions every time, you know, and now Brazilians are coming over here in full strength, you know. There's 10, 11 of them, which I'm lucky enough to travel with. I travel with Glaramie Marchi and them guys, and I just don't really... I'd like to call myself the best, but I don't think you can call yourself the best until you've got that gold buckle on. So, you know, you've got to be here where you can call yourself the best.
These guys are crazy, too.
Well, you know, when there's a couple of things. You know, if you're a professional golfer and you play poor and you don't do well, you still, you know, don't have a whole lot of injuries. Or field goal kickers, you know, I mean, there's some punters. You know, tell us a little bit about maybe a severe injury you've had or anything like that. I'm sure our viewers would be interested in that, and if not, I would.
You know, I broke both legs, both arms. I got pins in both legs, ankles, arms. Probably the biggest wreck I had was in 2005 over home. I rode the bull, won the bull ride, and went to step off him, and he had horns probably the size of baseball bats, and he took my legs out from underneath me, and both back feet come down on Cut a long story short, anyway, he broke pretty much every bone in my face, and I punctured 12 ribs, punctured both lungs and broke 12 ribs. They had to take half of my liver out and a quarter of my kidney, and I was in hospital for a bit over 8 weeks, you know, just under, a bit over 8 weeks. I was nearly in there 12 weeks, and but since then I come back and I punctured my lung again, you know, both lungs again, and what's the old saying? If it doesn't kill you, it only makes you stronger, so.
Oh, my goodness. And I still get amazed, even though I know what's going on and grew up around it. I still get amazed by that. And Ben Jones is with us here in the Doug and Daddy Show in our ESPN studios. Did you at that time think, man, I got to find something else to do?
Nah, never, sir. You know, I'm 34 now. A lot of people think that's getting not long in the tooth for bull riding, but you know, I lived a pretty wild life when I was young, and I've never trained in my life, you know, since the finals didn't go as good for me, so I've got a fella in Dallas training me 3 days a week, and I'm feeling like I did when I was 21, 22 again, and I still go to bed dreaming about it and still wake up every morning dreaming about it, so never would change it, that's for sure.
You take a look at the way the sport has changed, and you kind of touched on it a little bit. Let's not make any bones about it. You watch the movies. You grow up in this part of the world. You grow up in a country lifestyle. When you mention rodeo, it's a party, and you have the athletes, the competitors that are part of that, and that's part of the life. But you have seen now with just even the PBR Tour with it starting up, you kind of got to take a little bit of it serious if you want to make that serious money. How has it changed, in not just necessarily for you, but overall, how do you think it's changed since you got into this racket?
We're right up there with the footballers, baseballs and all that. You know, if we sit around home, lay on the lounge and eat potato chips and go out and get drunk all night, you know, the PBR is going to beat you up and take your money. You know, you're not going to be in them top 30, 35, which happened to me last year. They'll have five events and then they'll... the top from 30 to 35, they'll get dropped and go back to the touring pros, and I got dropped, you know, so I had to go back on the road. Me and my wife got in the truck for, like, I think it was a bit over 3 months, you know, we were going week day in, day out doing the touring pros, and I was one of the lucky ones to get back on tour, you know, like, and made Vegas, and I ain't going to let it happen this year again. I don't want to do all them nights driving and whatever else.
How many events per year? Because different cowboys and cowgirls do different things. Back in the day, it was try and ride in one city and hope that you could get in your truck and make another city so that you can make the go-round, and then you may have to go back to get up in the same rodeo. Is it that same way in the PBR?
Yeah, we got 29 major Built Ford Tough events, which go from East Coast to West Coast, North to South. We go first events in Mandalay Bay, January, Madison Square Garden. Sorry, sir, just left Mandalay. But Madison Square Garden on the 4th of January, and then we end up in Las Vegas at Thomas and Mack on the 28th of October. That's our finals. And then we got the tour. We have the summer off, but we've got all the touring pros to go through them summers. So it's we still go hard, but it's not like the rodeo days when you had to do 100, 110 rodeos.
They're talking, and we're talking with Ben Jones here on the Doug and Daddy Show, one of the top bull riders in the world. What is the off time? I understand that right now a lot of the guys, one of the reasons they're in Kearney is because they have been on off time and they want to get ready for next month when the season gets going again. Is this the major off time of the year?
Yeah, it is, sir. Usually I'm back in Australia now. I go home, visit family and whatever else, you know, straight after the finals I usually duck back, but... You know, I'm not talking, I'm going to win the world this year. I'm not saying, thinking I'm going to or whatever. I'm going to win the world, you know, and it was hard for me to stay here and not go home and visit family and whatever else. So I've stayed here and I've done the touring pros. I went to San Antonio last weekend and I ended twice there and I was 88. I got on the first one, I was second, and then third, I was 85 and a half on my next one. The weekend before that, I was in Yuba City, Utah, and got second there. So things are going to plan for the start anyway, you know, and... we'll win this one here, that's for sure. You know, I've got a bull called Rockstar of Mark Ward's, which is a promoter of the event, and he said I should win the round on him, so I'm going to win the round, then get one of them good ones in the short and take the event out.
I like the way he's talking. Don't forget, folks, you can be part of the show. Give us a buzz, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Plus, we're going to give away some more tickets to tomorrow night's event here in just a little bit.
Doug, have you been close to getting on a bull yourself? I mean, you kind of asked me a little bit about it. I mean, if you were, have you kind of changed your mind maybe a little now? Or?
Let me be honest. I'll try to give you a shorter version. I've never been on a bull, a bucking bull, okay?
Okay.
I have been around it because I had a cousin, was in the mid-states, did very well. He was like the tallest bull rider because he was taller than me. He was 6'5". I think you're not a bull rider at 6'5". It just makes it that much more difficult the taller you are.
That much more to jump on.
Yeah, that much more to jump on and toss around and things like that. But when he trained, the old barrel on the ropes that you tied up between the trees and the old, different ways that they trained back in the day. And, God, now I'm talking, you're talking 20, 25 years ago. We had some fun with that, but nothing serious. Now, here's the deal, Jim. They got a mechanical bull tomorrow night out at the arena. We've all seen mechanical bulls. More people are starting to challenge me to get on this mechanical bull. I need somebody to be there with me. Will you get on the mechanical bull?
God, I would, but I have to referee tomorrow, or I would.
You got one of those afternoon games, don't you? Yeah. You'll be back by 10.
Yeah, I might be back by 10. You know what? I might hop out there. I think I might hop out there if you're going to do that. I'll be there if you say you're going to be it.
I would not be scared to get on the mechanical bull. I'd be nervous because all these idiots would be doing things. But I'll tell you what, now that I'm older, I mean, good Lord, you don't want to be too old and get on these bulls. But I always thought that would be something cool to do. Now, talk me out of this, Ben. Why would that not be cool to do? Because anybody can walk out on a golf course and try and hit a golf ball. Or anybody can get in a batting cage that's never done it before and try and hit a softball. You don't just walk out and get on a bull.
No, that's for sure. Like you just said, a golf ball, when you hit it, it's not going to come back and hook you, that's for sure. It's just the bulls are that genetically from birth now. Like, before they're 6 months old, they know what they're doing. They'll buck. Like, before, you used to go out to the paddock or the sale barn, you'd buy 30, 40 bulls, and you'd be lucky to get one out of them now. Yeah. But they're that genetically done now. Like, out of them 10 bulls, you'll get 9 that'll be 90-point bulls, and they know what they're doing. They know when you hit the ground, they know what to get, that's for sure.
And, of course, you got to remember, grew up just right down the road from Nebraska's big rodeo in Burwell, so we went to that every year, too. Now, watching and performing are two different things.
You're talking about golf. I remember when I was about 12 years old, I hit a golf ball out of bounds in Farrell's Pasture in Gibbon, and they did have a bull, and that bull was between my golf ball out of bounds. And you know what? I jumped the fence. He kind of looked at me. I looked at him. And I lost my dollar quarter of golf ball. Went back and decided it was his then. So that's the closest I ever got to getting on a bull.
Guys, there's nothing, and you can both touch on it. There's nothing better than a city person getting around a rank Brahma bull or a bull or any livestock, is there?
No, I love it. It's some of the funniest stuff you see. So I went back home in June, and there was a fellow over there that's done a fair bit of fighting, and he was pretty cocky and whatever else. And anyway, he made none. He got on the internet and whatever else and said he could ride a bull, no worries. And so we had a match up with him, and I think he, we had a match up, and we run a pretty nice, quiet old bull up for him. I think he lasted like 0.2 seconds. Mm-hmm. And it didn't even hook him. But he said, he got up, and his words were, "I think you should be the highest paid athletes." Like, he got out walking like the letter U, that's for sure. And he didn't even get hurt.
Yeah, the ground's not soft, by the way. You can put all that dirt you want out there. It just doesn't have. I have been informed that it will be okay because my chiropractor will be at the event tomorrow. So just in case I get a little pretzeled up, I'll be okay. All these wannabe cowboys that get on this mechanical bull, if they want to look cool or they want to actually be on it more than a couple seconds, what's a tip for them?
Hang on.
You may have to ice that arm down for about a week after that. That's okay. It looks cool in front of the rest of the folks. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ben Jones is with us. Kelsey's fighting the bulls. We're going to talk more with him. The whole show's not just about the PBR challenge, but we wanted to get the first segment here to learn a little bit more because we got some other things I want to ask about. Get some Australian culture as well. I want to talk about your relationship with Justin McBride and some of the other guys coming up. Plus, mention the Mandalay Bay where the guys were. Mike Perenio, he's going to join us here coming up a little bit, talk a little football. And we've got some tickets to give away and a lot of other sports to talk about. It was a pretty good day in the sport of volleyball yesterday for Oregon and for one of the University of Nebraska's top seniors, picking up two national awards, both earned, one in the classroom. So we'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
At Russell's, we know that quality products and customer service is the key to a great experience. Hi, this is Steve. With our many different products and services, you are sure to find exactly what you need this Christmas season. In the video department, we feature LG, Samsung, Sharp, and Panasonic. And on the audio side, there's Pioneer, Denon, Boston Acoustics, and Sonos. We can design and install a system to play music throughout your whole house. And we can even help you design that home theater. Russell's has a knowledgeable sales staff, provides delivery, professional installation, and service after the sale. Open Sundays 1 to 5 in the Ponderosa Mall, Arnie.
That's more on the hurt.
Do you snore? Do you share a room with someone whose snoring keeps you up at night? Finally, for the first time ever, you can put a stop to snoring instantly with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is not a nose or mouthpiece. It's not a drug. And it's not a procedure. Snorebreak is a patented liner that goes beneath the pillowcase and reduces snoring from the very first night. The secret is a fusion of natural extracts that dramatically improve breathing. Snorebreak is comfortable, easy, and virtually undetectable. Snorebreak works, and right now we're sending risk-free trials to listeners in your area. Just call 1-800-475-5126. Don't suffer one more sleepless night. Whether it's light snoring or heavy snoring, Snorebreak will help put a stop to it the very first night. Hurry and take part in this limited-time risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-475-5126. That's 1-800-475-5126. Call 1-800-475-5126.
More high school basketball action comes your way Friday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN Radio, the Kearney High boys welcome in Grand Island pregame at 7:30. On 12:30 a.m. KHAS, St. Cecilia is at Sutton, tipping off at 7:30. And on Classic Hits 98.9, a Twin Valley Conference doubleheader as Red Clouds at Shelton, girls at 6, the boys at 7:45. It's more high school basketball Friday night.
Sunshine develops today, then some cloud cover builds in late. We even can see an isolated shower towards the evening with a high of 53 as south winds increase to 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll see periods of rain with a low of 37. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 34.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous?
And the Doug and Daddy Show back here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We're talking about the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge tomorrow night. Folks, don't forget, Christmas is right around the corner, and Christmas time is Troutman's time. Get a prime rib with Kerry's special seasoning, and make sure to reserve your bone-in and boneless hams and smoked turkeys. Of course, maybe there's someone that's hard to get a gift for. They can get the gift cards in any amount. How about steaks cut to order and vacuum sealed? They make great gifts. This is like the new, not the new thing, but it's the new best thing, Jimmy. You never used to think about vacuum packing up a bunch of steaks, getting maybe a little meat gift pack and send them on. That is the coolest thing you can get someone, because not only is it good, you got to eat, and everybody's going to enjoy it.
I know that's what you and I want. You know, somebody just wants baked beans, but I mean,
Jeff wants a jar of baked beans in his stocking stuffer. Also, of course, man, meat and cheese trays, there's nothing better. We get them all the time, especially during the holiday season, from Kerry and the gang at Troutman. Smoked sausages, snack sticks, steaks, plus they've got domestic and imported, and even some special Nebraska wines for you. The gang at Troutman's wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas. And at this time of the season, don't forget the fresh frozen seafood that's available at Troutman's. Fresh oysters, king crab legs, smoked salmon. It's all there for you. Prime rib, turkeys, hams, king crab legs. Oh, why not do it now? Let's eat it up today. You don't even have to wait for Christmas. Go see Kerry and the gang, where all of their USDA Choice certified Angus beef and steaks aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. It doesn't get any better. If you've never had it, you're missing out. If you have, you know how good it is. Don't forget to get in early and get everything you want from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Ben Jones is joining us in studio, one of the top bull riders in not the country, the world, and also Kelsey Empting, who's going to be fighting some bulls tomorrow night. Are you on your own, or we got two or three guys tomorrow, or are you the man tomorrow, Kelsey?
We'll have three guys. Nowadays, you don't find too many bull riding, especially bull riding with just one bullfighter in it, so usually at least two. So we'll have three. Jimmy Lee out of Texas, and Josh Little brother Zach Call, so from all in Nebraska.
Yeah, the Calls, they were good football players.
Yes, they were. We never could tackle them.
Yeah. they won a few football games that we saw. We talk about these bull riders. Okay, now, how does one get into the bull fighting? Now, because I don't want to make a joke here and then have you come across the room and pound me. So how does one become a bull fighter?
I actually went to. A lot of guys start out riding and then, you know, might not be the best at it. So they try their hand at fighting and figure, hey, they're pretty good at it and go to it. I was in junior high wrestling, and my wrestling coach was a bullfighter and kind of got me hooked then and did a little bit then. I moved up here and got hooked up with Mark and stuff, and when I was told I couldn't wrestle anymore, I hopped on the bullfighting wagon and haven't looked back.
Wow. That's crazy, crazy. Do bullfighters train?
Yeah, a lot of people think we're just have a screw loose in our head, but
we know that.
We probably train just as hard as the bull riders, if not harder. You know, there's a lot of practice and technique to it, actually, so.
That's how you start officiating. You know, you try to be a player, and you're not a player. You try to be a coach. You can't coach. Then you start refereeing. So, yeah, same thing.
Then how far down do you have to fall to be a sports broadcaster? I mean, you know, that's all there is to it.
We're tied for third, I think. That's a tie.
I could have been a hell of an official. I got some questions for you.
Oh, no. Why did I bring this up?
And again, I hope, because I just want to ask, maybe I should ask you off the air. We've gone to these three-man crews or guy-gals every once in a while, but you have three-person officiating crews. Who's in charge out there? I mean, do we have the head official? You got a bang-bang play, and two guys make a different call.
Yeah, it should probably,
how do you decide it?
Probably shouldn't happen like that. I mean,
but if it does?
Yeah, then you got to go with the double foul.
If last night, and I'm just going to bring up the incident, because, and again, for anybody that was at the game, I'm not saying what was right or wrong. It just so shocked me at the point that it happened. Call was made. It was on a shot. The ball was stolen underneath the basket, and they go to immediately turn around and shoot the ball. Ball goes in. One guy calls it good, plus one. The other guy says the foul occurred before the shot. What do you got?
Well, those two guys are going to have to talk real quick and decide what happened.
They did.
You know, if somebody counted the hoop, and I know who ref the game. I didn't see that play. I don't even know which official counted the hoop. It had probably been nicer if they made eye contact before they would have counted the hoop. You know, you can have the foul, and, you know, and if one guy's waving it off, and you're thinking, whoa, you know, I was going to count that puppy. There's a little time where you look at each other.
Oh, they did.
You know, yeah, so I didn't see it, but I'm just saying it's better if that doesn't happen. It's a lot better, though, if one doesn't have a block and the other one has a charge.
Oh.
Yeah, so I didn't see what happened, but they need to communicate real good. And there is not one guy that's in more. The referee has no charge over, like, any of the other officials. They just got to talk about, here's what you got, what do you have, and there you go. And that was a close game. So it's not like it was 76-36, you go, hey, let's give that to the game. Yeah. That team's only got 36 points. This is an easy decision, you know. So.
Yeah, and I love all the guys that were officiating the game that I was at last night. Love them all. Think they do a great job. It's just, that was one of those things, even after you do it this long, once in a while you see something you haven't seen before, and I just wanted to get your opinion on it.
You know,
being the dean and the czar of all that is officiating around here.
I know one time I was in a clinic in, I think, Denver, Colorado, and they said, hey, you have that pinball machine where the ball goes out of bounds, and you really don't know for sure who has it, but you've got your line to call. And the guy told us, he says, it's White's ball.
It's always home.
Yeah,
it's always the home team's ball.
It's White's ball, yeah.
Ben Jones, what else do you do when you're not rodeoing? Are there some other sports? Australian, I mean, are you into rugby, Australian rules football, or are you an American-type sports fan, or is it pretty much rodeo and you like to do some other things, hunting, fishing? What is there?
It's pretty much bull riding full-time. You know, I've just started at home. I've been raising bucking bulls for a fair while, but I haven't been there long enough, so lucky my wife's family looks after me there, that all my bulls are driving them up the wall at the moment, getting out and breaking fences and whatever. But I've been buying a few over here the last few years and a few cows and whatever, and started doing that. And Christy, my wife, she's the rookie Australian champion, breakaway roper, and you know, as she's probably the backbone of me, you know, because everyone knows I sort of get off track. I used to get off track and whatever else a fair bit, and she's kept me on track, so we're going to start buying her a horse here shortly, and she's going to start rodeoing, so she's going to be the one going down the road. I'll be the one on them aeroplanes just going to PBRs.
Man, imagine this, Jimmy. You get two great rodeo athletes, and they start having kids that are going to be world champions. We talk about that yet?
Yeah, I'd rather I'd rather him pick a golf stick up or something, you know what I mean? What I've seen in rodeo and that. But no, I'd love him to ride bulls or breakaway rope or whatever they want. You know, whatever they want to do, we're going to be there.
We're talking with Ben Jones, Kelsey Empting. You're joining us live in studio today. Jim Langan as well as my weekly Friday co-host. We've got to talk a little football here in a minute. How important, and I don't want to get too deep into this, but I've seen at least, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you've kind of picked up some more friends, some more mentors, and I know Justin McBride's one of them. And now that you said 34, everybody thinks you're old. Where are you as far as getting advice and giving advice to the younger guys? Because you know where they're at. You can probably see yourself in the mirror. Plus, you're still trying to learn how to finish off what's still to come for you.
Yeah, I'm really lucky. Justin, you know, Troy Dunn's my hero. He's the only Australian ever to win the PBR World title. But Justin McBride, he's like, he's my hero too. You know, like, Troy's retired now, and so's Justin. But I talk to Justin at least once, twice a week. Try to, if I can get him when he's not out hunting up a tree somewhere or something. But you know, I never sort of helped many young kids because I didn't think I was a sort of good role model and whatever else. But the last sort of 2-3 years, I've really pulled my head in and stepped up to the plate. I've got 3-4, they're only 10, 11 and 12 in Texas I'm helping. One of them come out to Vegas to the junior finals and got second out there, Hadley Miller, and he's a hand, I tell you. He got on 10 bulls the other night in the practice pen, mini bulls we got there, and I think he bucked off one, you know, and he done one bull ride where it would have been 90 points, you know. This bull was in the gate, I mean, turning, but it was just like we get on, but mini, you know, it was a mini bull, and he stuck it, and he's never got off. I do a mad dance when I get off, and he cracked me up. He got off and done this dance, and it cracked me up. And you know, it's just a new high for me, you know. And then I've been talking to my wife, you know. Troy Dunn and that said, you know, you got to start looking out to, you know, bull riding's not going to be there forever, where I've always told him it is going to be. But
yeah,
you know, I still think I've got 3-4 really good years in the PBR. But me and my wife have been talking. I'm going to try and build a ranch where I can help trouble kids that haven't got the parents or the money or whatever else, and sort of take 6 to 10 on at a time, and hopefully we can turn a world champion out of them. But that's a long-term plan anyway, sir.
Awesome. That is absolutely awesome. We'll get to that dance in a little bit here, because I saw some of that too. Jimmy, you ever dance after victories?
But I'm really struggling. I haven't done much. You know, after I thought I did a lot of things in my life, but after today, hey, when we were off the air, I thought it was great when he looked up and saw that bucket up there on the hot dog eating contest. They say that on the air with exactly the way you said it. Who won the, say that?
I just said, I looked up there and seen this bucket, and it said hot dog eating champion. I just said, who won the hot dog eating champion?
I just love the way he does it. Hey, did you ever see the movie Crocodile Dundee? Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
How many times did you watch it?
Probably 100, sir. But now I'm over here, I still keep watching. I got it on video, DVD, and I keep watching it more and more now.
You know, you've impersonated his voice really well.
Yeah, that does happen. Australia, was that overblown, or is that really the way it is over there? Was that fun? Is it okay?
It's about it. They're pretty off tap, you could say, in a way. I love it. Hey, it's home country, and yeah, I love it.
We're going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We're going to talk a little football. We're going to find out a little more about what else is going on in the world of sports. Stay with us. We've got tickets to give away and more with Kelsey Empting, Ben Jones, and the Midway PBR tomorrow night coming up at the Buffalo County Exposition Center.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and the Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Get ready for winter driving at CarQuest Auto Parts. Peak Long Life 50/50 pre-diluted antifreeze and coolant is just $9.99 per gallon after $3 mail-in rebate. Peak Long Life Full Strength antifreeze and coolant is $11.99 after $3 mail-in rebate. Get Castrol Conventional Motor Oil starting at just $4.99 per quart. Nearly one out of every four vehicles needs a new battery. CarQuest offers a complete selection. See store for details now through January 26th at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops today, then some cloud cover builds in late. We even can see an isolated shower towards the evening with a high of 53 as south winds increase to 10 to 20. Tonight we'll see periods of rain with a low of 37. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 34.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with Jim Lang and also Kelsey Empting, Ben Jones. Our trivia question coming up. I don't want to blow this because I finally came up with a trivia question for our final pair of tickets for the PBR, and just in researching for today, I came across something I thought was kind of funny, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. And folks, don't forget Midway Auto Dealership helping sponsor the Midway PBR Challenge tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. There's a lot of activities early, so don't be the last one showing up tomorrow. But while you're thinking about Midway and maybe getting a new or pre-owned vehicle, Midway during the month of December, they're actually going to stay open on a couple of Sundays, this upcoming Sunday the 16th and also Sunday the 30th, to make sure that everyone has a chance to get in and take care of business when it comes to a new or pre-owned vehicle before the end of 2012. They have over 200 pre-owned vehicles in stock right now at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, Chevy Traverses, the new redesigned 2013 body style. They've got some Cadillac SRXs in stock, and how about over 50 Rams in stock? You can get over $9,000 off on select models. I was on thinkmidway.com a couple of times this week looking at the really cool stock they have on hand. You can do it as well at the Midway Auto Group. Go to thinkmidway.com. You can like them on Facebook, and they just gave away some tickets to the hockey matchup that's going on. Hockey's home tonight and tomorrow, but they will take care of you whether it's online or thinkmidway.com or in person. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And we welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. He's keeping busy out there. Mike Perenio joins me, Doug Duda, along with Jim Langan in studio. He is the man that takes care of everything at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook, and as we always used to say with Big Daddy, he's the head lifeguard as well. How's it going, Mike?
Great. I never thought I'd hear you guys have hockey, but we don't.
Yeah, we've got a little USA. Well, Kirk Brooks right out of the city of Las Vegas and his USHL hockey team. I'll tell you what else we've got today, Mike. In studio, we've got a huge PBR event that is going to be going on in Kearney tomorrow night. Counts towards the world title, counts towards the points. And Ben Jones, one of the top 20 riders in the world out of Australia, is with us here. And I have to ask you, how much rodeo action is there in Vegas? Because they just had the world championships just a little over a month ago out there.
Well, we've, you know, we got the NFR here. They've been here there through Saturday. It's been over a week now, and it's amazing. I mean, this I feel like I'm in Kearney right now, all the cowboy hats, and it's kind of a familiar sight for me, actually. It's one guy that out here in Vegas. We're taking bets on the NFR, saddle bronking, bull riding, tie-down roping. Last night we had some pretty good prices, too. Shane Proctor won at 5-1 in the round 8 of the bull riding, and almost had a big payout on a guy that was 15-1, Clayton Savage. So only two guys even rode the bulls last night. The bulls are actually winning out here. So
how do you go about setting lines? You got to have somebody out there that knows something about it, and I'll be honest, without hurting your feelings, I know it ain't you.
What, just because I went from Nebraska, I can't be a... No, people tell me I'm a city boy from Nebraska. That I don't know what that means. But, yeah, we've got people that know a little bit of about it, you know, but when we get a 15-1, I'll be honest with you, the guys that know the bulls can hurt us. There's not that big of limits on it, but we adjust the lines. That's how Vegas does it. When we get a bet and this puts us at risk, we adjust the lines and try to offset it. And you know, it's a long time. This is the 8th round of the bull riding, so hopefully if we can win 5 out of the 8, we can make some money off it. It's not going to make us a lot of profit, but we sponsor the bull riding here at Mandalay Bay. We've got all kinds of events on site. You know how Vegas is, and especially Mandalay Bay. When we have an event, it's you don't even have to leave the property. We've got the NFR feed here, got the bars going at night, the music going, and you can just stay here and have a great time.
Hey, you know, I was going to talk football with you a little bit. Is the last time we had you on, I talked to you about a little bit about Marshall and how many points they were scoring and how poor their defense was. And you told me, hey, about when you have games like that and teams like that, you just take them off the sheet. But you did give us, you said UNLV was going to struggle winning 3.5 games, and you were correct. I think they ended up 2-10. But, you know, they had that first game of the year against Minnesota in overtime. And so, you know, what did you think about UNLV this year? And you know, they really struggled the last four games, but during the middle of the season they played pretty well and covered the point spread a lot.
Yeah, I mean, teams cover. I did make a little bit of money on that under on the UNLV, but you know, even going in the last game at Hawaii, they were favored at that game. But you know, if you know anything about it, it's easier when you know your local teams. I knew they hadn't won. I think it's up to like 22 road games they've lost in a row, and they go to Hawaii with all the distractions, they're favored. I was pretty confident they weren't going to win their third game in that game. But so I made a little extra money on that game because I figured I'm all in on the under. I might as well bet Hawaii in the last game, too.
But, there you go.
Our basketball team is the main product we like out here. And even since I've been out here with Jerry Tarkanian in the national championships, our basketball is really surging. And football, you know, they keep trying, but it's one of those things where they're going to have to invest some money in football here. Our stadium, as you guys know, is 30 minutes away from campus, so it's just not the most convenient things. And you know, it's being here, I get a little insight on those guys.
Have you got any insight on any of the bowl games there? Like, you know, I know a guy that every once in a while will put $11 on a game or two.
Well, yeah, I did. When he's in Vegas, right?
When I fly out there, right? You're right.
But you know what? The thing with the bowl games this time of year, I've been out here, you know, 26, 27 years. I can't keep track even anymore. You just got to take underdogs. It's hard to do in the bowl games because the matchups look like the favorites are going to win. Some of the games, they look like they're going to win easy. You got conferences that don't play each other. You got, you know, secondary conferences that people don't know a lot about. You know, teams like Bowling Green and Ohio, I made a lot of money all year long on those when they were playing out of conference. They're good football, and you know, former Nebraska coach is at Ohio, and you just have to take the underdogs no matter how. I remember one year where 22 underdogs won in the bowl game. So you can't you can't. It's even more important to go with dogs in the bowl game. I can't stress that enough.
I agree with you 100%. I'm always playing the dogs, and sometimes I even get killed because they don't come through. But you're exactly right. You got to play the underdog. And that MAC, you know, amazingly, that first game of the year, Northern Illinois plays at Iowa, and you look at the game now. And guess who was a 12-point favorite that day? Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah, and Northern Illinois lost the game. But, you know, it's kind of like free money like that. I remember losing the Kent State-Kentucky game this year, and I still can't figure that one out.
How'd that happen?
Well, yeah, how did that ever happen? How did Kentucky cover?
Hey, Mike, Jimmy brought up a little bit. Were there some big hits in those preseason future odds in college ball this year? And how you looking in the NFL going into the final 3 weeks?
You know, it was a great year for us up until November, and then, you know, we kind of had one of those really, really bad Novembers, which offset, you know, 3 months of doing pretty good here in the book. But it seems like when the public wins, they win everything, and then we'll win our share, you know, grind it out for 5 or 6 weeks. But for the public, when they bet, it seems like it's mostly all or nothing, and November, especially in the NFL and even in college, it was a bleak November for us. December started out pretty good. You know, we're getting close to the playoffs now. I still don't see a lot of value. The only team I see in value in the pro football right now in future odds is the Seattle Seahawks. You can get them at 15-18 to 1 right now. Physical team. The only problem is with a rookie quarterback. That's very hard to bet to go anywhere. But if you're looking for teams with good odds without rookie quarterbacks, there's just not enough. New England and maybe Pittsburgh. You can get 22-1 on Pittsburgh, and they still have a shot to make some moves, and maybe they'll get hot. But I like waiting until at least another week or two to see if I can find a team that looks like they're going to be on a roll and do the Green Bay thing where they have to win the last game. You can get them at 20-28 to 1 and maybe get them on fire and run through the playoffs and then win the Super Bowl. But it's pretty tough to take a team with a rookie quarterback, no matter how good the rest of Seattle is. You still got a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, you got to win 4 there. Yeah. You know, what's Tampa Bay? Just by the way, you probably know that real quick.
Tampa's at 100-1,
right?
Which is a decent thing. The Jets are at 125-1. I know they look terrible, but at least they've got a great. You know, when they do have a defense, if they're healthy, and you know, I don't know. At the beginning of the year, I always thought they were waiting Tim Tebow. They were waiting to release him in the playoffs. You know, they were just going to not play him, and then use him in the playoffs. Because then, who cares if you know he gets hurt running the ball? So, I could still see a scenario if they could somehow get into the playoffs, where they, you know, they keep Sanchez as a starting quarterback, but he's in, you know, 5 out of every 15 plays running and throwing and using them as a weapon in the playoffs, and where people maybe don't have time to adjust and give people something to think about when preparing for them. But they're really going to take a miracle for them to get them in the playoffs. But, you know, at 125-1, that's maybe worth a shot.
Take it to heart, folks, because Mike, the last 2 years has told us about Green Bay. They went on and won the Super Bowl. The Giants last year, they went on and won the Super Bowl. He was even on board the day that the Giants were the big underdog in the Super Bowl to the undefeated New England Patriots. So Mike Perenio continues to come on the Doug and Daddy Show and give great advice to the Nebraskans here. What's going on if folks are coming out for, you know, you got to think Super Bowl. It's a month and a half away. A lot of people like to come out to Vegas to celebrate the new year. What else do we got going on at the Mandalay Bay?
You know what? The Super Bowl is always great out here. New Year's is a big weekend out here. If you've never been to Vegas for New Year's Eve, it might be better than being at Times Square. You know, I mean, because you got all the other stuff that's going on around it with entertainment, and usually there's a UFC fight. There's definitely a UFC fight here at Mandalay Bay Super Bowl weekend. So if you're coming out for the Super Bowl, you know, now's the time to get reservations and get out here. We're making such huge improvements coming up in 2013 at Mandalay Bay. They're completely redoing the hotel over here. We're putting in the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show. They're putting in a Cirque du Soleil nightclub, which is going to be the biggest nightclub in Las Vegas. I think it holds like 4,000 people. So 2013 is a big, big year for us. As good as it is to stay here, things are getting better.
Now, I have to at least offer, because we have, as I told you, Mike, when we started the segment here, we've got one of the top bull riders in the world in Ben Jones out of Australia, who was just out in Vegas. And when you said a 4,000-person nightclub, he had a big smile come across his face. Ben, is there anything that you would like to ask Mike for your next trip coming out to Vegas?
No, just make sure I get tickets to that nightclub.
Anytime, friends of Doug and Daddy get tickets to the nightclub, and maybe he can tell me who's going to win this next round of the NFR, because it seems like nobody can even ride these bulls. It's like two people only even rode the bulls yesterday. So, like I said, the bulls are definitely winning out here. They obviously don't have maybe the best bull riders out here, because it's an overall event with all kinds of different stuff with the tie-down roping and saddle bronc and barrel racing. They've got everything out here this last week and a half.
Yeah, I'd have to put my money on Shane Proctor. I travel with Shane a fair bit throughout the year, and he's last year PRCA world champion bull rider. He won the world in the PRCA, and he broke his arm the last round there last year, and he was out for 6-7 months, but now he's on a roll. I'd have to put my money on Shane, that's for sure.
Well, there he seems like he's riding really well.
Now this would be great. This would give the show even more stock if we're giving Mike Perenio winners from the Doug and Daddy Show all the way from Australia. Jimmy, anything else for Mike today?
Well, you know, the only thing I had was, is there any one college football game that you look at that you guys needed to adjust the line so much because you knew no one was going to take any? But you know, like Oklahoma State played Purdue, you know, that's 17. Is there anybody that you're looking at that going, man, we're just going to get 95% of the bet this way and 5% that way? You know, I'm kind of intrigued. New England, did you guys get hurt pretty bad by New England on Monday night?
Yeah, New England's turning into, I don't know if you guys remember a few years back where I used to say New England and the over was like us giving a free parlay every weekend to get to any players. And, you know, it's starting to get that way. They're starting to look like those teams when, you know, every week it was where we eventually took the totals off New England games because we didn't want to give away a free parlay every week. And they're scoring at will, and Belichick doesn't take his foot off your neck. He'll throw up by 30, and if he want, and that's just the way he is. And they do look that good. They've made, you know, you look at that New England team, they've got a lot of different players from even last year. But somehow he comes up with these guys that are really, really good and fit right in. And, you know, Tom Brady seems to be as good as he ever was, and that's a tough combination when Tom's on fire and he gets some defense behind him to play defense. And they look awfully tough, and the coaching, it seems like Belichick out-coaches every coach every week, week in and week out.
And Mike, we'll let you out of here. Fans always want to have a pick from you. Which bowl game do you like?
You know what? The bowl games aren't my biggest cup of tea, but I can tell you this right now. The championship game, this Notre Dame and Alabama, everybody seems to think Notre Dame doesn't have a shot. That could be true, but I think it's going to go flying over 42. The BCS championship game, they have nothing to win or lose, and there's another coach for Alabama that isn't going to put us, you know, if he gets up by 14, he's not going to just run the ball to run the ball. He's going to be trying to score every time they have a chance to score. So I think that game's flying over to the 42 on the total on Monday, January 7th in the BCS championship game from Miami Gardens, Florida.
Well, Mike, we'll let you get back to work out there at the Mandalay Bay. As we tell all the folks, Mike always takes care of the listeners on the Doug and Daddy Show, tickets, a drink, a meal, or just even giving you good advice, whatever you're up for as the customer. Go out and see him. I know we've got some folks that are coming out for the Super Bowl, Mike, and I know that we'll be chatting again before then. Hopefully you got the right bull rider tonight. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your gang out there. We'll talk again soon.
I appreciate it. If that's not the right bull rider, I'll be seeing you guys soon.
you can book it. Hey, thanks. Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
Thanks.
Mike Perenio and all our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK Burger King, has a full breakfast menu served from 6 to 11 a.m. daily with the Cinnabon Mini Bon Roll topping it all off. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We have just a few minutes left to talk about the Midway PBR Challenge tomorrow, but we also have our final pair of tickets to give away, and I chuckled. And folks, you can do it just as quick, but if you haven't won tickets or haven't won anything from the Doug and Daddy Show this this week, you are eligible. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. So I'm trying to find out as much information as I can about our world, not champion yet, but going to be, he says, this year, Ben Jones, one of the top PBR riders, one of the top bull riders in the world. And Ben Jones is a pretty common name, people, okay? Even if you're from Australia, Ben Jones is a pretty common name. So there's also a Ben Jones that was a star on the TV show Dukes of Hazzard, which we all know in this part of the world. Which character was Ben Jones on the Dukes of Hazzard? If you get it right, you get the tickets to tomorrow's PBR Challenge at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Who did Ben Jones play on the Dukes of Hazzard? We're back after this.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS.
Sunday on Compass Media Network's coverage of the NFL, the AFC West leading Denver Broncos travel east to do battle with the AFC North leading Baltimore Ravens. Hi, this is Chris Carino. Join Brian Baldinger and me for all the action as the Ravens look to rebound after back-to-back losses. Can the Broncos better their playoff seeding, or can the Ravens get back on the winning track? It's the Broncos and the Ravens. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Broncos, Ravens, Cowboys, Steelers, Patriots, Niners, your Sunday triple header on ESPN Radio.
Sunshine develops today, then some cloud cover builds in late. We even can see an isolated shower towards the evening with a high of 53 as south winds increase to 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll see periods of rain with a low of 37. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 34.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Ben Jones starred on the Dukes of Hazzard, and Jimmy Langan, it was not Daisy Duke. I'm just telling you that right now. It was not Daisy Duke. It was Cooter. He was Ben Jones. A Ben Jones was Cooter on the Dukes of Hazzard. And our winner was Alan from Ansley. Is that correct? Alan from Ansley picks up our final pair of tickets. It gets underway at 7:30 tomorrow at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. 40 great bull riders. And we're joined by Ben Jones, who's going to be riding the bulls, and Kelsey Empting, who's going to be fighting the bulls. And you can give me a up or down here. The rules have changed. The point scoring has changed here recently or for this year. Yep. One of you guys want to explain that or tell us what the difference is?
2013, they've changed. It used to be two levels, the Built Ford Tough and the Touring Pros. And yeah, Touring Pro Challenge and Built Ford Tough points, and well, they've combined them. There's just 1 to 35, just one standings now. So we didn't used to have to do so many Touring Pros because the points and that didn't count, but everything counts now. Touring Pro points, like percentage of them, 25%. And I always done Touring Pros, it didn't worry me. I just love getting on that much. I'll go anywhere where you can nod your head. So it's gonna start bringing a lot of better competitions to places like Kearney, Nebraska, and all these littler events. Like, for instance, we've got Cody Lostro this weekend, which is world champion.
LJ Jenkins is coming in.
LJ Jenkins, which was third in that, he was riding the race last year. Reese Gates, which is rookie. Fabiano, I think he's going to give me a good run. He's going to be my competition all year. He missed 10 events last year because of visa problems and still ended up, I think, sixth or something in the world. You just can't throw that fella off. I don't know if he's hungry or something, but you just can't throw him off.
Did you ever think about, because in rodeo, I mean, you got names, and they're not even made up. They were actually, you actually, Skeeter, somebody obviously named, you know, you got Skeeter Kingsolver coming in. You got
Chase Outlaw.
You got Chase. I know a kid that they named him Gunner. You've got I know a kid that's named Barrel. I mean, you got all kinds of. You just know that they're either football players or rodeo guys. You ever think about coming up with a getting rid of Ben and being something else?
No, I'm going to call my kid Ken, though. Ken Do Jones. Ken Do anything, that's for sure. Me and my wife argue about that all the time.
That is awesome, folks. Don't forget, and we got just a couple of minutes left here on the show, to vote for our poll question. Yesterday's poll question, which size would you prefer for the NFL playoffs? Right now, 12 teams. Commissioner Roger Goodell came out earlier this week saying that their committee is looking at expanding the number of teams that make the playoffs. And much of the talk is, if that happens, it would cut down the preseason. And everybody seems to want the preseason cut down, which would mean more meaningful games. Jimmy, you're an avid football fan like most folks in Nebraska. What do you want to see, the current system, or would you like to see them add two teams or four teams?
You know, I think 16 teams would make sense to me. You know, if you're going to go with it, everybody plays the same amount of games. It seems to me it's just a little unfair that two teams have to play this week to go play somebody else. And at the beginning, I kind of liked that atmosphere because we just started the wild cards. You know, and it was a kind of a way to say, hey, we got these wild cards in and we're going to go. But in baseball, I don't know how fair that was to make these two teams play a one game.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden, now we're going to play the best of five, best of seven. Let's just be consistent. If we're going to make the switch, let's get to 16 teams. And, you know, you're going to have somebody in there that's 7-9. You know, you might have that. You know, and, of course, you're going to have that if you have a lot of teams that are 11-5. You're going to have some 7-9s. If you're not going to have a lot of 7-9s if everybody's 9-7. But that's what I'd like to say. How about you?
What did I say yesterday? 14? Did I say something stupid? I've said a lot of things stupid. I said I like the gradual growth. I don't want to jump straight to 16, but I need to understand if they go to 14 how they're going to do it, because I'm like you, that whole bye thing, what's the point of having it? Then they're just having an extra game to have an extra game for money, because like you said, somebody, you're not really cutting the field.
With, you know, in basketball, I have no problem with the NCAA when they took the 65th team or whatever they took, you know, and then, you know, and they have one game there, and maybe they take 66 now, and there's two games, and then they play that game because, you know, you play on a Tuesday, and then you come back and you play on a Saturday, and you're rewarding two teams, and they're getting paid a lot of money to play in that game. But could you imagine taking 18 teams? The problem with taking 18 teams in the NFL. Now you got the same situation. You know, these two have to play to get in, and then they go to 16. So 16 is just the number. Mathematically, it just seems to fit into me. And you know, we've got, about 30-some teams in that thing, so about half of them are going to make it.
Well, conservative old Nebraska U loves it the way it is. 72% says let's keep the current system. 22% agreed with you going to 16 teams. Our poll for this weekend, can the Big East survive as a conference after its seven non-football-playing schools leave the conference? As you may have heard, DePaul, Georgetown, Marquette, Providence, Seton Hall, St. John's, Villanova, they're all going to do their own basketball thing. No, the Big East can't survive that way, can they, Jimmy?
Nah, you know, what's too bad about the NCAA basketball was, you know, the Big East probably had too many teams in there anyway. Didn't they get like 9 or 10 teams that one year, in the tournament?
Yeah.
And not only that, the ninth or tenth team made it to the Final Four.
Connecticut won it as the ninth seed in the tournament.
Okay, there we go.
So there you go, folks. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Okay, there was a couple more questions I had, and now where? I wrote them down just for this specific moment. Two things. Again, you took a bad spill. Ben Jones is with us. You took a bad spill in the championships. I think it was round three off of Bull Hoodat. It happens. When? How was that? Was it as bad as it looked when we watched it?
Nah, you know, like we said, that doesn't kill you, only makes you stronger. So, you know, that bull took the rope straight out of my hand, straight out of there, and I just couldn't get down on him. But, you know, it's going to come with the game. Nah, done me good, sir. Made me stronger.
There was no dancing after that one.
Nah, that's for sure, sir. It was pretty heated to get to that locker room as quick as I could.
How important is it to have some fun out there? Because you also, fans associate rodeo, bull riding, as a fun, as a good time, and it also starts with the competitor.
It's the biggest thing, sir. You know, that was a bit my biggest downfall when I was young. You know, I used to get too heated and too uptight and everything. The biggest thing is more relax, enjoy it, and have fun. You know, it's a happy-go-lucky sport. You know, you're lucky to be in the sport for as long as I have been. So, and I'm lucky. I've probably got one of the biggest fan bases in the world, you know, and I can't thank the fans enough, you know, for giving me the sport that I can get up and go to enjoy so much. And so to come to towns like Kearney, Nebraska, you know, to have people, I walked down the street there this morning, I went to get something to eat, and two or three people come up to me and knew who I was straight away, and that just puts a smile on my face and makes me want to get out of bed even more every morning.
Crazy Kearney. Guys, Kelsey, I mean, you obviously have been here. Why? I ask whoever comes in. We've had a variety of different people over the years. Why is Kearney working? Why is it successful? Why do the guys want to come here? Besides that, it's an event now that they can score some points in. What's the selling point?
I think it's. I don't know if they're a huge selling point. It's just a good time. You know, the community supports it, and the fan base is a big part of it. And like these guys said, they love the fans and all that stuff. And so. Hey, when you sell out a crowd, it's these guys know it, and they put on a show for you. So they like seeing that sold-out crowd.
But isn't this the smallest venue you'll be in all year? Am I right about that or not?
Yeah, it's probably one of the smallest, but, you know, it's probably one of the, for the small. We go to a few small ones, but it's up there with them. But the hospitality and the fan bases, it's probably one of the biggest on that scale, you know. And a lot of the hats go off to Mark Ward, the promoter of this show. You know, he's a bull contractor. He carts bulls to Las Vegas and everywhere, and he puts on a lot of shows. But 12 months of the year, he advertises his show everywhere. You know, he was talking to me at Vegas about it 3-4 months ago about coming here.
Awesome.
And you know, to have someone like that to do something for the town, you know, pretty lucky people to have something like that.
Jimmy, any more rodeo inquiries that you have before we wrap things up?
I just got to find somebody that will take a bet on Shane Proctor. that's what I'll be doing the next 6 hours.
Kels, again, for the folks, explain what time, when they need to be there, who can be there at what time. I know you got different events for sponsors, different events for the general public. One more time tomorrow.
I think the sponsor stuff got a deal going on at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow at 6:30, we're going to be doing a Calcutta, auctioning off Cowboys and stuff. And that's going to a great cause. Tim Holcomb, great fan of mine, and pretty well known around here. Died of cancer this summer. Pretty big shot to me and stuff. So all the money we raised is going to him for that deal. So come out, and they're going to split the Cowboys up into teams and auction them off. And if you win, you get some of your money back. And so good times. And I think the doors open at 6, I believe, and action starts at 7:30.
Folks, it's going to be great. Last question, Ben. What do you think of McBride's singing career? What do you think?
I reckon he should have kept his hand in his robe. Right. Hopefully he didn't hear that. But, you know, he could sing, but no, he was the best bull rider I think the world's ever seen. And, yeah, there's a lot more better singers, that's for sure.
He has been great. I know he's enjoying what he's doing with that. And I know the folks around here love hearing him. I know we're not the country music station in the middle. We do the sports and we do a variety of other things. But I know people love Justin. They love the event. Guys, we'll see you tomorrow night. Really appreciate you coming in and spending the hour with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. It's been great.
Folks, Ben Jones. He's riding, Kelsey Empting, he's fighting, so that means he's got to be in there for all 50 of them tomorrow. That's 40 in the first go and 10 in the short go, so hopefully he's able to get out of there on his own two feet this year, man.
No hospital stays this year, hopefully.
Even though it's a beautiful place to stay if you're going to be in a hospital here at Good Sam. Tomorrow night, Midway. It is the place to be, the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge. 7:30, things get underway. A couple of other sports notes. The NAI Championship was last night, Jimmy. How gut-wrenching would it be to lose a national championship in overtime? Because that's what happened to Morningside last night. As a team that only became a team from Marion, Indiana, they started football 6 years ago. They won the national championship, hit a field goal on the final play of regulation, and then won it by a field goal in overtime, 30-27.
That'd be tough. Anytime you lose, it's tough, but you don't want to lose on somebody hits a field goal in the last play of the game. It's tough to lose the other way, though, too.
Oh, for the national title. Yeah. Tough, tough one. Or 70-31. And the finals are all set tomorrow for the National Volleyball Championship. Michigan, surprisingly, was up 2-1 on Texas. And, of course, Nebraska fans just love to see Texas do well. So they came back and won in 5. And Oregon, just like they did against Nebraska, dropped the first set and then won the next 3 to beat Penn State. They play for their first national title against Texas tomorrow. Gina Mancuso wins the Senior Class Award. Only one volleyball player in Division I in the country wins it. It goes to the most outstanding senior student athlete. She wins it. She was also named a first-team academic All-American, 302 in the history of Nebraska, 37 in volleyball. Both of those lead the country. The Nebraska football team will get back on the practice field today because finals are over. What do you think they look forward to more, practice or finals this time of year?
I know I would have rather gone to practice. However, getting beat 70-31, I don't know how much fun either one's going to be.
Tri-City Storm home tonight and tomorrow. You can hear it on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Husker men play at Oregon tomorrow. The Husker women play at undefeated South Florida coming up on Sunday. Hastings College is at Northwestern of Iowa tomorrow, 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And finally, the Heartland Events Center has the Flatwater Fracas wrestling today and tomorrow. The beauty of that is it's done before the PBR, so you can come from Grand Island to Kearney or wherever you're at and enjoy it. Plus, we've got high school hoops tonight here on ESPN. The Kearney boys hosting Grand Island on 12:30 KHAS, St. Cecilia Sutton, and on Classic Hits 98.9 Red Cloud taking on Shelton.
What game are you covering, Doug?
I'm going to be at Shelton tonight. I haven't had a chance to see him, and I don't know that we will get a chance to see him for a while, so I want to go test that out. Plus, I get to see my old buddies Jim Everly and Casey Fangmeyer down at Red Cloud. I hardly ever get to see them anymore.
There you go.
It's that time of the year where we're going to be busy, busy, busy. Plus, we got Wilcox Hildreth in Pleasanton tomorrow, Minden Boone Central Monday, and the College Football Bowl season begins tomorrow with a doubleheader. Nevada, Arizona, 12 noon, Utah State, and Toledo is the second game. So, best of luck. And, folks, don't forget our bowl pick'em is coming up. More information as we bring that to you next week, sponsored in part by Big Dally's Deli, 2 locations in Hastings, also in Kearney, where you can get a combo meal, a 6-inch, whatever you want. There's over 55 sandwiches on the board and a bazillion more that you can make with any combination at Big Dally's Deli in Kearney or Hastings. Want to again thank Kelsey Empting and Ben Jones for joining us on the show today. Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay and Jimmy Langan, where are you going to be tonight?
I go to GICC and I go to Adams Central, Gibbon Adams Central on Saturday. So, and I think Lincoln Christian,
yeah.
The girls are like number one in the state, or if not, they're close to it.
Yeah, you're going to have some good work, so do a good job. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.